should be an important problem to find just the right Christmas present for Junior.
I told you it's very easy. A possible trial
or a number five director
said could be depended on to do the trick, but nothing more.
Junior has progressed, and what goes on his little mind is something we can only guess at. There may be a hint, however, of a special conversation I overheard last week in a downtown department store. A distracted mother was showing her 5-year-old son all fancy in mind, which do. Be certain. What I have to you and your problem unhappy. What I have to you is your problem unhappy. All the men and women merely failed. They have their exits and their entrances. And each man in his time plays many parts. His act being the seven ages.
Well, I don't know anything about the seven ages of men, but I could tell you a lot about the seven ages of women.
I wish you would. I've never heard of them.
Well, there's the baby.
Mm-hmm.
The little girl and the miss.
That's three.
Then there's young woman, and so on.
Yes, Hank Ladd tells me you're quite a fool with the girls.
Well, I find I can fool all of the girls some of the time and some of the girls all the time.
Yes.
And whatever time I have left over, I have a little fun fooling myself.
And nobody can make a fool of himself quicker than Wheeler can.
Now, Mr. Ladd, that is a very insulting thing to say.
Oh, I know.
It is.
All right. I accept your apology.
Apology? You're the one who's supposed to apologize to me.
What? I apologize.
Thank you very much.
Bert, why don't you settle down? Are you married?
Oh, Mr. Marshall, are you kidding? If we were married, you are looking at the poor man, Tommy Mansell.
What?
How many times have you been married?
Oh, don't be asking such silly questions.
Oh,
nobody cares about.
I feel silly if you're asking me. Look, you're just
Who cares about my marriage?
You're being modest. Come on, tell me. How many times?
Three times.
How many?
Three times.
Were you ever on the Hobby Lobby program?
How do you like that, folks?
Three wives.
Yes, and next July I'm celebrating the fourth. Say, I just threw that in. It's all right. Listen, Mr. Ladd, I don't like your attitude toward marriage.
Now, Mr. Wheeler, let's not quarrel about marriage.
Yeah, there's enough people fighting about it already, I guess.
Yes. Oh, listen, remember, it's love. It's love, my friend, that makes the world go around. Ah, toujours l'amour. L'amour toujours.
Yeah, and back again for some more l'amour.
Oh.
What a thought. I've been all through that before. You know, you've got the silliest ideas about love.
No,
yes,
I... No, not me. Love, it's simply peace, quiet, content. To me, that's love.
To me, that's sleep.
So, listen, Wheeler, if you stop being ridiculous and pay attention, maybe I can show you how to be a success with the women.
You can?
Certainly.
Well, beat my eardrums, Daddy. I hear you talking.
Now, in the first place, you've got to know how to dress. You must look dapper.
Don't be silly. I'm too old for dapper.
Oh, haven't you got a dinner suit?
Yes, my pajamas.
No, pajamas aren't dinner clothes.
They are if you eat in bed.
Mr. Wheeler, it is not proper to eat in your pajamas.
I don't see why not. They cost $50.
Don't be silly. $25 is tops in pajamas.
Yeah, but I get the bottoms, too. What do you think?
Well, this is getting us nowhere. If you want to learn about love, the best thing for me to do is give you a demonstration.
Yeah?
Now, come here. Now, let's pretend we're a fellow and a girl.
We're a fellow and a girl?
Yes. Now, you put your arms around me like that.
Oh, no, I feel so darn silly.
Oh,
yes, I...
Now, come on. What are you afraid of?
I don't know what I'm afraid of, but I don't know why I'm afraid.
Oh, keep still. Now, here we are with our arms around each other. Now, I'm the man.
Oh, no, that's what I was afraid of. I'm not... do that.
Now, listen, come back here. If you're going to make such a fuss, you be the man. Now, the first thing you do is pay me compliments.
Okay. Gee, you look sweet tonight, honey. I see you've got a new hairdo.
Mm-hmm.
And I like your new lipstick.
Do you?
Yeah, but why do you keep wearing that same old mustache?
Oh, why can't you get into the spirit of this
thing? Well, gee whiz, how can I get romantic looking at that stale kisser?
Well, listen, you're no Adonis either.
Well, I do all right.
Oh, yeah, I know. don't believe it. What do you mean you do?
Listen, last week John Barrymore was sick in the hospital and they wanted me to take his place.
In the hospital?
No, man.
Sir, are you really interested in learning how to handle women?
Sure I am. Who is it?
Listen, sucker, if you haven't learned anything off of three wives, why don't you give up?
Will you please ignore me?
With pleasure.
I don't know any more about it than you do. You know, I was just going to tell you about a swell new game to play with your girl. Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Would that be the game called,
Heard something about what? What is it?
Oh, it's very simple. You simply take the girl in the parlor and you turn out all the lights.
Yeah?
Then you see what's the first.
She was the prettiest thing, and every night in his sweet Irish way, under the window he sang, he'd sing, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. You're my filling a douche, a shinnamaroosh, a ball around a boot through the air, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day.
You ask me, that's one of the best songs the Mary Max have come up with. I hope we'll be hearing more of it. Ben Alexander has a theme he keeps harping on from week to week, and it, too, is well worth your attention. Here he is with some new variations.
When next you buy cigarettes, remember, something new has been added to Old Gold's. A new tobacco, so flavorful, it creates an entirely new cigarette blend. New Old Gold. This new tobacco brings you new fragrance. A new, delightful cigarette taste. For it's the costly Eastern Mediterranean leaf, Latakia, which has a unique power as a seasoning. It brings out and subtly keys up the flavor of all the other fine tobaccos in new Old Golds. We believe this blending achievement meets the desire you felt for a new, modern, better-tasting smoke. With others who know what a fine cigarette should be, it's new Old Golds without question. Try the new Old Golds. Something new has been added.
Nice work, Ben. Our guest this evening is a young lady who just now is perhaps best known in this country for her portrayal of an international spy. If you've seen the picture International Lady, you will remember her well. If you have not, I can assure you that she fits all the specifications of a spy. These, of course, are well known. The spy is silken, seductive, surpassingly beautiful, cool in emergencies, and equipped with a fascinating continental accent that no one can quite place. Well, put all those together, and they spell Ilona Matthews.
Thank you. Thank you. You are very kind, Bart. But you are going to get me in Dutch.
How?
Well, you call me a spy. First thing you know, I will be in the wagon of FOB.
Well, wait a minute, Ilona, the FOB.
Yes, and when they come to take me in the wagon.
Yes,
oh.
Yes, Ilona, you mean the FBI.
FOB, FBI. What's the difference once you are in a wagon?
Oh, it's all right. I can get a seat up front.
You know, learning English is very difficult. First, I learned the letter, then the V, then the wobble. That's not hard. Then I learned words. Now I must learn letters again. FOB, FBI, DMI, IOU, COD.
Oh. Oh, no, yes. It's like algebra, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think your English is remarkably good.
Oh, I don't know. I forget the simplest words. I was talking to Mr. Wheeler just now.
Yes?
Yes. He was saying very nice things about you. But I didn't understand all of them.
For instance?
For instance, he said, Herbert Marshall is a bull.
Oh. I see.
What does that mean?
Bull, that's certain. That means I'm the kind of man who places woman on a pedestal and worships her from afar.
Oh, a sissy?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Oh, thank you. Look, Ilona, it might be simpler if you taught me to speak Hungarian.
All right.
See, my trouble with Hungarian is that I can't tell where one word ends and the next one begins.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, you may be, but it sounds mixed up to my untutored ear.
No, no, don't say that. I think you have a lovely ear.
Well, oh, thank you very much. Well, I didn't mean others. No, I was just saying that to a foreigner, most Hungarian words are quite a mouthful.
Some of them are a whole meal, even for a Hungarian. Take a word like, Leges, Legnek, Beszeges, Hetes, Lenes, Beszeges.
Could we take that again? I seem to have a ringing in my ears.
Oleges, legnek, veszteget, hetes, lenet, beknet.
I see. Well, can it be spelled?
Oh, I think I can do it. I'm a little out of practice. It goes like this. E-L-E-G-E-S-L-E-G-N-E-G-G-E-R-S-T-E-Z.
Wonderful.
No, there's more.
What?
E-P-E-P-E-P-L-C-U-C-B-B-C-K-U-C-K.
That is absolutely correct. The lady wins $64, and thank you, Ilona Matthews. Incidentally, may I ask what the word means? Well, that is, if it's not...
Oh, it's quite proper. It means one whose honesty cannot be bought.
I can't think of a better word for it. One thing I would suggest, though, Ilona.
Yes?
If you don't want to be taken for a spy, don't leave that word lying around on paper.
Oh, spies again. Will you tell me, please, Bart, what it is about me that makes people think of me as a spy?
Well,
after all, I'm kind to people. I love dogs. Well, what is it?
Well, you know what spies do, Ilona.
What?
Well, they lure me.
So I am told?
Oh, yes, they.
Well?
How about a banana split?
Oh, you. But I'm not kidding. You should see what happened to me while I was getting my citizenship papers. The questions they asked me.
Such as, what are you doing tonight, babe?
No. It was my politics. I know nothing about politics, but for 5 hours, they grizzled me.
No. The word is grilled, Ilona.
Yes, then they got through with me. I was grizzled. They had me so worried. I told them I love America. This is my home now, America. I own a dairy farm here, the American farm. It's near San Francisco, an American city. It has a cow on it. And he's an American.
And I'm sure he's a very patriotic cow, and so is Bert Wheeler. In your honor, Ilona, he has written a drama of international intrigue, and we are going to present it now.
How marvelous.
Ladies and gentlemen, any resemblance Mr. Wheeler's drama may have to anything whatever is purely coincidental. Now, on with the foul play. We find Pete, good morning. Oh, no, sir, we don't care to handle that type of work. Goodbye.
What was that?
Macy wants to know how many toy tanks in Gimble's basement. Say, Miss Creep, this is a terrible business. How did you happen to become a spy, anyway?
Oh, it runs in my family. My grandfather was a window washer at Mazar.
Oh, I see, yes.
But you, Mr. Snoop, surely you were born for finer things. Or did you happen to become a spy?
I used to be a house potato, but I was too broad-minded to make good.
Why don't we get out of this business and take a nice job? There's lots of want ads in the paper.
No, there's nothing for it there, and I've looked at them. They all involve work.
Ooh. Reuben Cleese, spy service, military secret since 1850. Good morning. Yes, Your Majesty. He's right here. I'll call him.
Which king is that?
One that's broke.
You'll have to be more specific.
King Harold of Anemia.
Oh, Harold's not exactly broke. He's got an aluminum crown. Hello, Your Majesty. What can I dig up for you today? Oh, you. You want the lowdown on your great rival, King Albert. Oh, you want his secret recipe for fruitcake. Number of raisins, number of dates, number of apples, number of his girlfriends. Yes, Your Majesty, I'll go to work on it right away. Goodbye.
This is it. I've got it.
You've got what?
I've got a way to get the dope on the fruitcake.
What is it?
The one pass. King Albert needs the butler and the maid.
Marvelous. Let's get started immediately.
And in the meantime, in the palace of King Albert, the cabinet is waiting to see his majesty. And now, as the king approaches his throne, the royal bugler blows a fanfare.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think that guy's mother must have been frightened by a Tommy Dorsey record. Now then, is the cabinet all here?
Yes,
sir. Good. Now, Mr. Ladd, as Minister of Supplies, let me have your report.
Yes, sire. We have 5,000 horses and plenty of fodder.
Fine. Where's our horses?
In the royal stable.
Where's our fodder?
He's down in the wine cellar. He's making plans.
Plans for what?
Plans to stay there all winter. Say, I've been wondering, how we get him out of the cellar.
Put a bottle of gin on the top step.
Pardon me, Your Majesty.
Oh, what is it, Lavatia?
Some people are here to ask for the jobs of butler and maid.
Oh, well, show them in, for heaven's sake. We need someone to clear away the breakfast dishes.
Yes, sir. This way, please.
Good morning, Your Majesty. I understand you need a butler and maid. Here is a letter recommending us.
Thank you. Let's see now. To whom it may concern, Nicholas Snoop and Mary Cleep are the finest butler and maid I ever had. Signed, Herbert Marshall.
Well, Your Majesty?
Who the heck is Herbert Marshall?
Bert Wheeler's great man.
That is. Oh, yes, I know. I think I've seen that maid somewhere before. She certainly has beautiful skin.
Your Majesty, I owe my beautiful skin to the fact I take milk baths.
You say you take milk baths?
Yes, sire.
Well, how do you get the cow in the bathtub?
Lester, don't be silly.
I'm not silly.
Oh, of course you're silly. Lester, what would she be doing with a cow in the bathtub?
She could be taking a shower, wouldn't she? Well, go to work, you two. Clear away the breakfast dishes.
Yes, sire. Let's go to work, Miss Street, if you know what I mean.
I bet you, Chief.
Well, Mr. Ladd, as Minister of Fruitcake, have you got your report ready?
Yes, Your Majesty. Let's have it.
Okay. Report on the state of the royal fruitcake.
Wait. You don't think there could be any spies listening, do you?
Oh, no, Your Excellency.
Who said that?
Oh, just the servants. Don't pay any attention.
Okay, the basis of the cake is 286,000 raisins.
286,000 raisins. Got it?
Got it.
Your Majesty, you sure we're not being overheard?
No, it's just the servants. What makes you so suspicious anyway?
Well, remember the last butler you had? He was serving the alphabet soup and cold.
Well, don't be silly. That's the silliest thing. Go ahead with your report.
Okay, in addition to the raisins, we need 3 pounds of butter and 800 nuts.
What was that last, please?
Nuts, Your Majesty.
Nuts to you, too.
What's going on here?
Nothing at all.
Yeah, well, why is it that every time I say something, both of you start writing on your cuffs?
I keep a diary.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about the girl?
Well, what about her?
She's not bad.
You can say that again.
Never mind all this. Go ahead, clear the table.
Okay, Shorty.
Pay any attention to the servants, Mr. Ladd. Go ahead with your report.
Okay. Besides the raisins, we have a... Your Majesty, I'm convinced these servants are spies.
By golly, I think you're right.
Certainly. I saw that butler with a spyglass in his hand a minute ago.
Was he looking through it?
No, he was drinking out of it.
As captain of the guard, you'd better call the guard.
I'll do that. What's hold the guard?
Why, sure.
Wait a minute, Your Majesty. Spare our lives and we'll spy for you instead of against you.
What do you mean?
I have got all the military facts about the kingdom of Salubia.
Salubia? Where'd you get it?
It's all in this week's issue of Flick.
Listen. They're just stalling for time. Take them out and shoot them.
I can't stand it any longer.
She's fainted. What happened?
She's committed suicide. She does this every time we're caught. Ilona, Ilona, speak to me.
Oh.
It's too late. She's gone into a coma.
Where?
She's in a trance. The mind has left the body.
Yeah, but look what she's got left.
Oh, Ilona, my little carrier pigeon, don't fly away from me. Speak to me.
Oh.
Say something. Just one word.
Well, I guess I'll make the figure check again, but not.
A new tobacco lad and be a Mexican here yet. Entirely new new taste for you wherever smokes are sold. So don't delay, today's the day to get the new old gold.
Three cheers for new old gold.
Hip, 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 hooray.
Something new has been added.
Hip, hip, hooray.
A new tobacco, plum full of fine, rich flavor.
Yes, flavorful latakia from the Eastern Mediterranean.
Acts as a seasoning to create a brand new, a delightfully different taste.
That's why so many people are smoking new old golds today.
And Helen, we'll have new old golds for years.
Right, because old gold has plenty of latakia in its American warehouse.
Aging an average of 3 full years.
Hip, 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 hooray.
Friends, try new old golds.
Something new has been added to the same as cigarettes. A new tobacco attitude makes it busier yet. Entirely new to taste for you wherever smokes are sold. So don't be late today to get a new old
gold. Well, that's about all for this evening. Except that I would like to say this. Life here is not what it was a week or even a day ago. But we hope that there will continue to be a place in it every Monday evening for the new old gold program. And it's new old jokes. We think it is good in times like these for friends to join in song and fun, anything that brings them together in that warm feeling of unity and fellowship that is so strong in this country today. So we hope you'll be with us again next week when our special guest will be Miss Gail Patrick. Until then, good night.
I'm a fool for a moonlight night.
I'm a fool for a June light night. I'm a fool who will take a chance. I'm a fool, yes, I'm just a fool for romance. A romantic guy, I, pale and frantic guy, I am so high in the sky that he passes by. But know that love is the reason why. So why don't you try a romantic eye? We know that love is the reason why. Aromatic dye-eyed, your romantic tie my way. Spring, heaven, night, so why don't you try? Aromatic dye-eyed, your romantic tie may bring heaven, night, so why don't you please try? A very romantic dye-eyed.
Next week, at the same time, the makers of the new Old Golds present Herbert Marshall, Bert Wheeler, Hank Ladd, the Merrimacks, and as Mr. Marshall's special guest, Miss Gail Patrick. Ben Alexander speaking. This broadcast originated in Hollywood and was heard on the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company.
Another war bulletin. We thank the sponsor of this program for relinquishing a portion of his time in order that you might hear the latest news from the NBC newsroom, Washington. The government served notice tonight that it's going to cost the United States, what it's going to cost the United States to win this war. The Supply Priorities and Allocations Board declared that the country is engaged in an all-out victory program, and other defense officials estimated it would cost America $150 billion. Such an expenditure would more than double the current armament program, which now is nearing a total of $70 billion. The special announcement of the victory program was issued from the office of Vice President Wallace. The statement, we can talk and act no longer in terms of a defense program. Victory is our one and only objective, and everything else is subordinate to it. The Dominican Republic has officially announced a declaration of war against Japan. This is the fifth Latin American country to join the parade. These bulletins have come to you from the NBC News Studios.